You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ruth Buchanan is an Auckland-based artist and the Kaitohu Director at Artspace Aotearoa. I spoke with Ruth about the role council funding plays in making art more accessible and how council funding helps support the arts ecosystem here in Auckland.
I think just speaking to Artspace Aotearoa, where I am Kaitohu Director, for us particularly, our relationship with Auckland Council is a foundational relationship, so it's really essential for us imagining ourselves as a contributing partner to Tamaki Makaurau. We were founded in 1987 by artists, and one of the reasons that we emerged as a gallery was because Auckland Council were looking to expand their offering to the public in the space of contemporary art. So at that stage there was Auckland Art Gallery and sort of not all that much else that was stably funded. So on encouragement from the council, our organisation sort of got up and running. So for us, it's a really it's a foundational relationship and really important to have the opportunity to continue to evolve that kind of exchange with council. And I think there'll be many other organisations who have a similar sense of wishing to partner and wishing to develop that partnership with council.
And with this relationship with the council and providing more art spaces, as you said, you founded and divulged outside of the Auckland Art Gallery. Does this help to provide inclusive spaces for artists and for the community to view a diverse range of art?
I do believe that. I mean, I think we can expand our gaze when we are scrutinising what the council are talking about pulling back on. There are many, many different ways to access culture, like in the broader sense of the word, through what Auckland Council supports. So it is Auckland, it is Artspace Aotearoa, and we have a particular focus on contemporary practice and bridging what's happening in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with what's happening internationally. But then there's Te Mata Tini, Pacifica Festival, we've just finished Auckland Pride Month. There's so many textured and varied avenues to have a sense of belonging in a city that's definitely, you know, made possible, or certainly the possibilities increased through the council funding.
And with this council funding, does it allow you at Artspace Aotearoa to take more risks with what you're showing?
The more partners we have, the better work we can do. So I think broadly, you know, we are in Aotearoa and our foundational document in this country is Te Tiriti, which is a document which celebrates and asks for us to partner. So we certainly feel that the more partners we have on board with what we're doing, the riskier work we can do, the better work we can do, and certainly the more textured and diverse work we can do.
Arts and culture can help to preserve a social memory. In a changing city, how does art help to preserve memories of the past, and why is this worth protecting?
Yeah, I mean, I think for many of us, when we think broadly about what it is to be in the world and what it is to have a daily life and what it takes to make sort of that daily life feel as full as it should, all the many different types of culture that we have access to and possibly contribute to producing create our sense of selves and, I guess, sort of shape a place for us in a unfolding sense of self. So that does mean what's gone before, but it is also about creating pathways for the future as well. But certainly feel that culture in its broader sense is an essential element in how we tell our stories to each other, and sometimes telling a story is sort of setting the scene for an alternative or a new approach as well.
And we've seen, you know, many parts of Aotearoa devastated recently with Cyclone Gabrielle, and we've had the pandemic. How does this sort of communal response through art and art spaces help people come together and forge this sort of new path out of these devastating events?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as you say, the last three years have been, I think we've all had a sharpened sense of the value of culture, and whether that means reading a book at home quietly or watching a Netflix series or visiting Artspace Aotearoa now that we can have regular opening hours again. I think just having that opportunity to come together and think differently and to imagine an otherwise is completely essential to a full sense of being alive in the world. And to me, that possibility to come together through creative, imaginative, political work is sort of the only way to respond and recover from that radical sense of precarity that we've all experienced through the through the pandemic, through the floods, through the cyclone.
Colmar Brunton has a longitudinal study that gauges New Zealanders' engagement with the arts. It's New Zealanders and the Arts Study. The most recent study from 2020 found that New Zealanders are more positive than ever about the role arts play in our lives and appreciate the arts' role in connecting whānau and communities, but stated access to the arts could be improved. What role does the council play in providing this access to art spaces?
That is a great question, and the result of that study is really, really positive and really uplifting for all of us, I think, not just those involved in the arts sector, but for people who are engaged in improving our quality of life. I think the council has a real opportunity to expand and texturise all of our lives in a day-to-day way. So the role they can play is, as we talked, as I sort of mentioned earlier, partnering with as many different providers, activities, whānau groups, community groups, who are working to, you know, represent their particular locality and also expand our sense of self in the city. I mean, Tamaki Makaurau is a hugely diverse place to live, and I feel like, you know, we all profit from connecting to that diversity.
That was Ruth Buchanan on the role the arts play in our local community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.